Luke 6:12. And he said, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Hey, if Christ had to do it, I think there just may be times that we're required to do it. If Jesus had to set himself apart, and we find many places where he'd be with a crowd, but then he would set himself apart to have time to pray. There's times that we come together and we pray, and times we agree together as a church. And then there's times that we cry out to God individually. When we're in trouble, he's there to answer. Even as he was with Paul and Silas, he was there and brought great deliverance. It said, suddenly, and then it used the word immediately. There's times that we see prayers answered immediately, sometimes suddenly. And there's other times we wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. That was my scripture I lived on for years. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It was a time of waiting, but as Matthew said, it's a time of waiting, but while we're waiting, we're going to wait upon the Lord. We're going to praise him. We're going to follow after him. We're going to do what he requires of us. Don't go by what you feel. Go by what you know. Somebody's life is in your hands. And you're the one that has the key. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't say, there's nothing I can do. You can target your prayers. Even as they were praying for Peter, they were targeting their prayers to the prison. They were targeting their prayers. And as I said this morning, there was ministering angels. Even Sister Edith seen this. This past week, ministering angels. Her husband had a 99% blockage in one valve, 80-some in another, and a blood clot. Could have killed him instantly, but instead, God dispatched those angels that I talked about this morning to cover him. He that dwelleth in the shadow of the Most High. If my people, which are called by my name, will turn from their wicked way and humble themselves . I will heal their land. Church, there's something for us to do. There's people that are called to be prayer warriors, and thank God for that. There's people that's their ministry is a prayer warrior. But every one of us is called to pray. Every one of us is called to pray. and to seek the face of God. Somebody in bondage, you've got the key for their release. You've got the key. God's going to move in this service tonight. From this service tonight. Because there's some of you that's been saying, there's not a thing I can do about it. I can't do anything about it. My hands are tied. No, your hands aren't tied. But you're tying the hands of God. Because of your lack of prayer and your lack of belief of getting in touch with Him and just releasing the power of God, target your prayers, put a name on them, send them to Him. Send them to Him. And see that prison of sin have to shake and quake and release.